Welcome, 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 and good morning, good morning, good morning. It is time now for our Community Connection, and we're blessed to have Annette Smith, our county clerk from Washington County, in with us. How you doing, young lady?
Great.
Last time I saw you, we were at a luncheon.
Yes, we were at
Hillcrest.
And, yes.
And boy, you guys been busy.
Yes, we have. I had the pleasure of speaking in front of that group, and it was really nice. Great food and good company.
Very, very accommodating people.
Yes, it is.
There
yes.
you go. Now we've got this computer stuff going on, but I understand it's one of these changes in the office that has really gone for the better.
Yes, it has. On our land side, CalPro is our software provider. Mm-hmm. They have upgraded how the land side, they take in documents, record deeds. We used to be running off of a local server. Now it's a cloud base. So we do not, if our server ever breaks down, we do not have to spend county money to buy a server to keep our documents.
That cloud thing really is something else, isn't it?
Yes, it's really changed. Our bookkeeping side went on that about 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
So,
I understand that that this system is kind of new, and we're kind of one of the newer people on board with this, right?
That is correct. CalPro services 65 counties out of 77 in the state of Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. They went into beta about a year, year and a half ago. There was 10 counties that did the beta. Mm-hmm. We chose not to, but we are the first county to go live.
Well, there you go.
Yes.
You let everybody else get the bugs out, and that says sign us up, please.
Correct.
Table over here.
Yes.
Washington County. Now, I'm guessing that with this kind of an upgrade and with this kind of investment, that it's probably a lot easier to use.
Yes, it is. The search capacity on that is just unreal. The ways, you know, you can just type in just a little information and it mm-hmm. will come up. We've got, you know, it's going to help the customers when they come into our office mm-hmm. to search for their real estate records by the name, by the legal. It's going to be so much user-friendly.
Well, I tell you what, it seems like in this world when things get really complicated and things like that, it's nice to know that you have tools by which you can access the necessary information, you know, without spending a day and a half going, doggone it, where is it? It click, touch, boom.
That is correct.
That is really yes. nice. That, what a sweet investment that is.
Yes, it is. It's a more modern look, you know, when they go to do the search. As far as cost, it's costing the same. It is not increasing the cost to the county. Mm-hmm. For the software.
Mm-hmm. Well, another thing of ease, you were talking about this a few weeks ago when we were at the Green Country Republicans, Women Republicans Club meeting, about the credit card use, how much that has really expedited things at the office, too.
Yes, that is correct. And we went on that in November of 2019, mm-hmm. and it has really caught on. We have, you know, majority of people use a credit card.
They do.
Yeah.
You got to hit them where they live.
Yes, yes. And so, I mean, people have been overjoyed by the use of credit cards in county government.
Yeah, there you go. Now, we've got some serious work that seems to come up just ever so often.
Yes.
At the clerk's office. And it's bids, bids, bids. What kind of bidness do we have going on?
What we have coming up pretty soon is six-month bids. It's for our road materials. Mm-hmm. The districts, when they go to put gravel on your road, asphalt on your road, we have to bid that. Mm-hmm. We can't go over a certain amount. Right now it's $15,000 a year, but it is increasing mm-hmm. to $25,000 in November. The state, they had a Senate Bill 840 that passed that increased our bidding limits. So that mm-hmm. is going to help a lot. But six-month bids is a routine. Every 6 months we go out for bids, and we send out to about 77 vendors.
Mm-hmm. Now, I understand that materials due to COVID and stuff like that might be running a little pricier, and that might have been why everybody got that little breathing room.
Yes, that is correct. We noticed, you know, like the asphalt laid in place, that increased. And so some of the stuff did increase a little. So
we're speaking with Annette Smith. She's your Washington County clerk. Surplus. Now, this means you you might be able to cash in on a pretty good bargain if you play your cards right.
That is correct. We've got the sale of some county surplus that's coming up. There's all three districts have got some equipment that's going to be on this bid. Mm-hmm. The sheriff's office, we'll have that, you know, going out. If anybody's interested, they more than free to, you know, welcome to call my office mm-hmm. and get on the bidders list. It is the highest bidder that gets the equipment. It goes from, you know, tractors to sheriff vehicles, graders, you know, I'm trying to think of what else.
Just about anything.
Just about anything, yes, at the district.
It's kind of like consumer calls, folks. But
yes, it is, yes.
But this is all done through the county that way. And this is how they, you know, the end use of the product. And mm-hmm. if somebody else wants it and there's no longer use for the county, it becomes surplus and let out for bid.
Correct. And the money goes right back into their accounts and allows them to buy to upgrade their equipment.
Oh, man, that is really something mm-hmm. else. Annette Smith is our county clerk, and she is here with us. How long have you been on the job, Annette?
Almost 2 years now.
Hey,
yes.
There you go.
Marjorie Parrish retired May 31st, 2019, and I was appointed, and then I ran for office and was unopposed, very blessed for that. And we've just been going along, have a great office. And
we were talking about that before the program, Annette, going through COVID-19 and working at the county building and interacting with the public, that was a whole new world, not only for someone who's relatively new, but also for folks who've been there for a while. How did your office pivot and make things work? Because obviously they have.
Yeah, they really have. It went without a hitch. All the girls worked together. We did close our office, you know, for a little bit.
Yeah.
The front doors to the administration buildings weren't closed. So we put the abstractors, a little desk out in front where they could, you know, keep taking in documents. You know, people want to buy their house. So we've got to keep going on that.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the public, they just would come to the door and we would both, you know, wear our mask and they would hand us the documents we'd take in. And the girls just kept an upbeat, you know, attitude through this whole ordeal. And, you know, we just all worked together.
Well, I got to tell you, it's amazing. This year and some change.
Yes.
And heavy on some change.
Mm-hmm.
That we were able to keep the wheels moving while being safe. At the same time, that took a lot of minds, that took a lot of patience,
mm-hmm.
and that took a lot of ideas coming together
mm-hmm.
To come up with some pretty solid planning.
Correct. When we did open back up, we did get some, plexiglass that's on the counters that's kind of, you know, a protector between the customer and our employees, which works great for even, you know, with the flu season and stuff like that. So
that's going to stay up for a while.
It is. It is. It's a permanent fixture.
Oh, there you go. Masks are off at the county building?
That's correct, yes. But if they want to wear a mask,
optional,
is optional, yes.
Well, there you go, because there are many people who are ready to just go back to what used to be normal, and just as many who still want to be careful. And,
right.
and I'm glad that, you know, that option is still there for those who don't quite feel safe yet.
That is correct, yes.
Man, that's amazing. Now, you can be found not only in person. She's the bubbly person there. You can be found on the internet, too. Where can we find the clerk's office on the web?
On the go to countycourthouse.org, mm-hmm. and you just go under, I believe it's elected officials, and pull up the county clerk. And it will say, you know, talk about the purchasing, the land side, and mm-hmm. and then they'll talk about my office of what, you know, what we do in there.
And when we get to the building, where can we find you inside?
We're on the first floor. We're on the corner of 4th and Johnstone, right across from the city of Bartlesville.
First floor?
Yes.
Boy, so, location, location, location.
Yes, yes, we have a great office.
It's good to know that you guys know a little bit something about real estate. Convenience,
yes,
man.
Yes, exactly.
Is there anything I missed? I mean, it seems like I always have many questions for you.
No, we are starting our budgets for the next fiscal year. Washington County is a budget board, so we start a preliminary budget, and we have to have it, the preliminary budget, into the state of Oklahoma State Auditor's Office by July 1st. And then once we close out for the fiscal year, we work for our final budget, which we approve about the middle of September.
That seems like a lot of work.
It is. But the elected officials, we work really great together. So.
Oh, yeah. It's a very nice team. Very cohesive group down
yes,
there.
Yes, yes. And a budget board is just a great option. We've been that, I believe, since 2008. So.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, previous clerks and treasurers just have always worked together.
That's really nice. You got some institutional knowledge there.
Yes.
So nobody's walking in there freaking out and going, how do you do this?
Yes, you know? Exactly. Yes.
Here's the way it's done.
Yes.
Okay. If we've got any other new ideas, let's hear them. But this is the way it's basically done. Oh, that's amazing. You know, Annette, it is always great to have you in studio
you.
And always great to visit with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to thank you for being our guest on our Community Connection.
Well, thank you for having me, Tom.
All
appreciate
right.
it.